We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Our thanks to Brian Haney, KU play-by-play voice, joined us 25 minutes ago. Up next on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline is Wichita State volleyball coach Chris Lamb. The Shockers off to a decent start this season, but making their home debut coming up starting actually tomorrow night. First of all, Lambo, has there ever been a better collection of college volleyball in Charles Koch Arena ever before this weekend?
Well,
KU, Missouri, and you guys a couple of years ago, maybe, right?
Right. Well, Texas is 2 right now. I guess BYU's 13. A few years ago, I think they had 3 top 25s with Tennessee, BYU, and Colorado State all at the same time. And we were right around 25. I had Hawaii and Creighton here when they were in the tens or teens. Mm-hmm. Hey, Texas has got Olympians on it, man. This is a spectacle. Hmm. So, yeah, people need to come out and watch.
Yeah, well, it'll be outstanding. You guys are off to a 3-3 start. Your level of competition has been very challenging because that's the type of schedule that you play. I want to go back to Penn State because they throttled you pretty well. But I would imagine that you use that to some degree as a teaching tool. Competitive, yes, but a teaching tool. When you get into a match like that, Lambo, and you know that maybe you're a little outmatched, you've had teams certainly that have been no problem in that regard, but maybe with this group, a little outmatched, what do you hope happens in a match like that, that this team can take and build from?
Well, so... Yeah, I talk about this a lot, Bruce. I mean, like walking into practice every day, tell yourself, what do I need to learn? You're focused on, you know, what kids need, but what do you need to see? And, we deliberately had 3 completely different lineups to throw at Penn State just to see. One of them really didn't make any sense at all, but again, we just wanted to see something. And I claim that was the best use of my time with the Nittany Lions on the other side of the net. Hmm. So I just think it's a wasted opportunity to, at that time of the year, in a match that you think is, you know, not going to go your way, just go around in circles and just do whatever it is you do. I mean, there are times we have those matches, and I do think the outcome might be what we want. And we played several teams over the years in the preseason. We beat Cal Poly when they were 9 and we went for it and we were down 2-0 and we kept the same lineup in the whole way and 1-5. But I have 5 freshmen on the floor. Chinella wasn't even playing that weekend. So we were a little bit, you know, fighting with a short sword anyway. So I just wanted to give a few things a run and see what we can get out of it. And I have no regrets.
Shocker Volleyball Classic coming up this weekend. Wichita State plays 13th-ranked BYU Thursday at 7 o'clock at Charles Koch Arena. And then BYU plays Texas Friday at 4:30. So if you can get out there and watch a potential Final Four matchup between BYU and Texas, as Lambo mentioned, Texas with an incredible bunch of athletes. They just, what, Lambo, played Minnesota and Stanford this past weekend or something like that?
Right. Stanford's got one of the best volleyball teams, maybe on paper ever, and one of, probably as good an outside hitter as Division I volleyball has ever seen. And Texas is right there. They're still missing one of their key components physically. She's just an unbelievable, talented, you know, athlete that's still not back yet. So you just wonder if when she gets back in the mix, if they, you know, wouldn't be able to meet Stanford in the finals, perhaps.
easy way to remember when the Shockers play this weekend, 7 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with other great volleyball sprinkled in with, obviously, BYU, Texas, and VCU. You and I kind of, over the years, I've learned to appreciate your candor and your honesty, and you and I talked before the volleyball season started, and I think I brought up, how in the world did you get BYU and Texas to come here? And your answer was a one-word answer, and you said, try. It's kind of funny when you bring it up that way, but if you go to their place long enough and you just try to get them to come back to your place, sometimes it works out. Now, obviously, you've had a really good program bordering on great for the last 15 years, and that certainly helps. But you don't know what's going to happen unless you try to have good programs come to your gym, do you?
Well, take inventory of your assets, and you know we've got some things people want. People want their athletes to play in front of a crowd. People want the good teams. The good is sometimes what we have is another team. You know, Texas wanted BYU, so I worked my deal with BYU. I worked my deal with VCU, and I'm able to package that together. Hey, I make no secret about. Doug Elgin of the Valley, the commissioner of the Valley, he told me one time in a 10-year span, I had more top 25 teams come to a Missouri Valley school to play us than men's basketball, women's basketball, and volleyball combined in the rest of the conference. And part of it is, like you said, they're just not trying to do it. Mm-hmm. They're trying to bring wins home. I'm trying to bring, good teams to the gym, and, we'll learn from there. I just think you get way more out of it. It's more fun for my players. They're pumped. I know our fans respect
right,
it. So
right.
I just think that's the way to do it. Way more fun.
Chris Lamb, volleyball coach, Shocker Volleyball Classic as a gargantuan matchup with not only BYU but VCU and Texas later on this weekend. I'm looking around college volleyball on the women's side over the last couple of weeks, Lambeau, and I think we're seeing – the heavyweights play each other maybe more so in women's volleyball than any other sport. Are you seeing the same thing? Because I'm seeing a lot of ranked matchups in the pre-conference.
Absolutely, and thank God. They used to run and hide from each other, but now they know that they have to have it for RPI, for seeding. They know they're going to make the tournament, but they want to be able to be a top 16 seed, and they want to be able to host. And to do that, if you run and hide from that, you're going to be on the outside looking in. So the good news is they're playing each other. The bad news is the big boys won't play two matches in a day. Mm. They get very, very picky. So it gets, harder to schedule. I have a feeling we're going to have to make a rule change. Right now you have 28 play dates. I think now what they need to do is say you get 32 matches or so, something like that, but maybe get those 32 matches, maybe in 32 days. The fact that we have to count dates rather than matches allows the big teams to say, I'm only playing one match a day. And what that does is it puts a lot of pressure on not just them to get enough matches, but the teams that are meeting them in tournaments. Like, for example, Texas is coming here, VCU is coming here, but Texas is not playing VCU, not because VCU doesn't want to, because Texas doesn't want to.
Gotcha.
And you might ask why, because they'll probably beat them in under an hour, but the big boys just want to minimize and play it safe, not risk injury, not risk getting tired. So that's one little wrinkle. That's sort of the bad news to it. So my hope is the rule change will be made that we just get total number of matches rather than total number of play dates.
All right. I got to change up now. Anytime that we have our buddy Chris Lamb, We got to talk about a couple of other things as well. Jimmy G in San Francisco, coming off the surgery, are you bullish or a little bit concerned? How are you feeling about that, your quarterback for the 49ers?
So one of my childhood best friends, my brother and I, we're part of a year-round, texting thing with the Warriors, Giants, and Niners. And, basically, I watched the Niner game on my phone in the Denver airport, and no, basically I said, I think Jimmy G's paid like an elite quarterback. I'm not ready to say we have an elite quarterback, of course. Still throws behind guys a lot, gets intercepted a little bit too much. But he also hasn't had a lot of time out there. So I'm still, holding out hope, but hey, the defense got more interceptions last weekend than we got all last year. So I think we're upgrading there. We might have a pass rush, but I'm getting a little nervous about the injuries on offense already. We're down two running backs, and I'm not sure what's going to happen there. But so far so good. You know, the NFC West didn't lose a game last week.
No.
I think it's tougher than people give us credit for.
Chris Lamb, Shocker volleyball coach, joining us here on Sports Daily. Got a huge volleyball weekend starting tomorrow night. Shockers play 13th-ranked BYU, then VCU on Friday, and number 3 Texas on Saturday. How come you don't have Twitter? Have we talked about this?
Okay. Yeah, I get it. I probably will at some point. You hear all these horror stories of things that can go wrong with it, like recruiting violations. If you respond to something, it's like you can respond to a tweet if it's this way but not that way. And you know, I just feel like I wouldn't know what I was doing, and you better keep it safe and just stay away. And
look, it could be your name. It could be at Chris Lamb, and just let somebody that knows what they're doing tweet for you. Doesn't have to be you.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out. Not I officially feel old now because I've not yet figured that part out.
If Brent Chemnitz can tweet, you can tweet.
Yes. That's the truth.
All right. I'll put Austin on that. I need to be there, a part of the Twitter world now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get that going.
That's a spirit. The 49ers, final question about the 49ers. Two straight road games. Does that bother you?
Well, on paper, yeah. But, you know, let's get it out of the way. We got the early bye this year. I think it's like fourth weekend or something crazy early. Maybe it's not fourth weekend, but it's the early one. You know, staying in Youngstown, Ohio, but, you know, I heard one time there's like 8 million possible combinations or something putting an NFL schedule together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just got to find one that hopefully makes sense, but you don't even get a chance to look at all of them. So when I heard that scheduling guy talking about, you know, how hard it is to build it, you know, I guess you just have to say over the long haul, you know, it'll even itself out. But even in the Bill Walsh 49er heyday, you know, it was still those early East Coast games that caused us problems. And, you know, that's what we're going to get playing the Bengals next weekend. So there you have it.
All right, folks, if you care at all about volleyball, this is a huge weekend in Wichita. So get out to the Shocker Volleyball Classic. It starts tomorrow night. Shockers play 13th-ranked BYU. BYU plays Texas Friday at 4:30, so knock off a little bit early and go watch. What did they in the last year, Lambeau? Were they in the Elite Eight and BYU beat them to go to the Final Four? Is that how good these guys are?
Yeah, and if BYU didn't have an ACL injury, you know, don't forget Stanford won the final, and I was at the tournament with BYU and Stanford last year watching BYU beat Stanford. So, you know, you might have had it. They might, you know, if they don't get hurt. They had everything they needed to win it all. They're that good.
Well, they're 31-2 a year ago, and depending on what happens this weekend, their head coach can be 100 games over 500 after 125 games in her career or something like that. BYU doesn't lose very often, and neither does Texas. It ought to be a great weekend of volleyball. I'll see you out there, Lambeau. Good luck this weekend, okay?
Good luck, Lambeau.
Good luck, Lambeau. Bye, Bruce.
All right, there goes Chris Lamb, Shocker Volleyball. Yeah, BYU was 31-2 last year, lost in the Final Four, and their only other loss was to Loyola Marymount. They are 34-2 combined the last 2 years in the West Coast Conference play. And yeah, they're a beast.
What a fun weekend, man.
And they're not
what
even as good weekend. As Texas, who the Shockers play Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Texas is ranked third in the country and just got done beating Stanford and Minnesota, I believe, out in Palo Alto. Something like that. I mean, they are crazy good. So you want to watch high-level, not only volleyball, but athletics. Come watch the ladies from Texas and BYU this weekend at Charles Koch Arena. Should be fascinating.
Good stuff. All right, OTD coming up on this day in history, September 11th, obviously a special day. As we remember, 18 years ago on this morning, 19 years ago on this morning was the very first show of Sports Daily. So there's two things to mark the passing of time by. Obviously, We'll talk a little bit more about the tragedy of 9/11 and how most all of us remember that now 18 years ago. Hard to believe. As we continue in a moment. Sports Daily on a Wednesday with Shane and Bruce. Jad Chambers to break here on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.